So it's 7:05.
Well, we can do it.
You okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I told Debs we'd be done at 8 tonight.
Okay.
You want to shoot for that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm in it to win it.
I honestly have no idea how this... I usually prepare the clips. So I don't know how it's going to work to not have them prepared, so let's just dive in.
Okay.
So...
We don't have to have clips.
Well, let's just play quick clips. How about...
Okay.
Okay. Will you say this title?
Oh, this happens every year. We just need to write it down.
I can say it.
Tell me
this.
No, no, I...
Can you read that over my shoulder?
No.
The Sci-Fi Christian 2015.
Right.
End of the year listener appreciation jubilee.
I got it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you going to say the episode?
Yes, but I don't know what number it is.
429.
No, because it's not. You know, we're not doing them in order.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
Isn't this coming out on Christmas?
No. Okay, so this was 428, that, right? Star Wars was?
Yeah.
So then we got 428, 429, 430, 431, I think.
Okay.
I think that's right.
It is now. Are you ready for me?
I'm ready. Episode 431.
The Sci-Fi Christian 2015 End of the Year Listener Appreciation Jubilee. Whoa! Oh, we made it! Another year in the books!
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Ben Anderson.
And I'm Ben DiBono. We're back for what could be the last jubilee.
If I leave the show, then
yeah,
quite possibly.
I'll just be me. I don't do jubilee well on my own. I'm just going to pick all the winners myself next year if it's just me.
Well, Ben, as always, we're here at the end of the year Listener Appreciation Jubilee, which marks the end of season 5 of the Sci-Fi Christian.
Right.
Wow, Ben. Well, congratulations on a great season 5.
Well, thank you, Matt. You too.
We have some highlights, and instead of asking you what your highlights were, we're going to actually hear from the listeners with their votes, and then maybe we can talk about some of our favorites along the way, but... Yeah, you guys helped us out here a lot, listeners. Basically, we asked you for nominees, and you sent in your nominees.
Yeah.
Then the top nominees went into a poll that, again, we had everybody vote on for all these different categories, which we'll be discussing tonight. Literally, we couldn't have done it without your votes. So thank you very much for those of you that took your time to vote in all these different categories. I think we have 15. Is that
15
correct?
Categories.
15 categories, Ben. And I think we'll take all of the ones that you prepared first.
Okay. Because
you prepared half-ish. I have 8 and you have 7.
That's right.
So,
I have all of them.
Oh, you do have them already? You counted everyone just to make sure?
Well, I was a little concerned about whether our website actually was coming through and giving you all the data you needed.
Okay. Okay, well then, I'll tell you who I think won, and you tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
I'll
change it on you.
You want to just start at the bottom and work our way up?
Let's do it.
All right, so category 15... was for episode title of the year, and now this is based on title alone, not on the content of the episode. I'll read the nominees, Ben, and then I'll give you a drum roll. You tell me who won.
Well, should I give you the second place first?
Let's just go with winners.
Okay.
Here we go. The nominees are episode 319, The Hobbit, There and Crap Again. Episode 330, The Strange Case of Dr. Watson and Mr. Holmes. Do you want to read a couple?
Yeah. Episode 341, Encircling the Inferno. Episode 343, Hell Part 1, H.E. Double Hockey Sticks.
Episode 344, Hell Part 2, What the Heck is Hell?
We were on a roll there in those 340s. Episode 356, Walk the Plank, Josh Trank. And other news, and boy did he walk the plank in 2015.
And the winner is...
by a landslide, episode 319, The Hobbit, There and Crap Again, which was your title.
That's right. I mean, I came up with that.
That was great.
Prior to even seeing The Hobbit.
Yeah.
The Battle of Five Armies. I just kind of had a feeling.
And that was a right feeling.
Yeah. So why don't we go ahead and play a clip from The Hobbit, There and Crap Again. Episode 319, The Hobbit, There and Crap Again. That your kids watched the 1970s cartoon.
Oh, this
cartoon.
Was on Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
Your just kids skipping watched through the
1970s cartoon of The Hobbit, which is another bad movie.
Yeah, it's a bad movie. Yeah.
But you said that the... Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
Just stay still. Well, we'll do it better next time.
I don't know if the strategy's
going to
work.
Be working. So in the past, listeners, I've had time to prepare clips. This time I was just going to play them straight from our website.
Yeah.
I have a feeling... That might not be the best strategy.
So you played the beginning, then it felt like you fast-forwarded to somewhere in the middle at random.
That's pretty much what just happened.
You're lucky we were actually talking about The Hobbit at the part you fast-forwarded to.
We got no, I got to find a clip here. Let me do it. I actually was waiting for that line the whole movie. Yeah. So I was like, oh, crap. This is going to be, we'll work out the kinks for this first
okay.
one. Okay. Okay, so again, here's that clip from The Hobbit.
Right.
They're in crap again. No editing. This is all live.
So that's going on. Meanwhile, Tauriel and Legolas go to Gundabad, and they're up in Gundabad, and we get one of my favorite lines in the movie. It's from Orlando Bloom, speaking with, he musters all of his dramatic powers and says, and I quote, "These bats are bred for one thing. War."
Yeah, war bats.
And it was all my power to not laugh out loud.
Why? Why is that? See, that's a pretty good clip there.
Yeah, you, nice recovery.
There, so congratulations to that episode.
Yeah.
All right, category 14 is the Sci-Fi Christian YouTube Video of the Year. These are basically all Ben's work. Why don't you read your nominees, Ben?
Fantasy in the Academy, the whole series.
The Divine Comedy series.
Avengers Age of Ultron, Instant Reaction.
And finally, the book review for
Seven Eves. No one voted for it, so it doesn't matter.
All right, and the winner of this year's Video of the Year is...
The Divine Comedy series. Hooray.
Yay.
I won.
Congratulations, Ben.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, this was an obvious. This one had to win.
Yeah.
How could it not? So let's go ahead and play a clip from that video.
Okay.
Do you think the videos need a clip?
No.
You sure?
So, description. What you're going to see here is an introduction. The video I'm recording now will be posted here once I upload it. So... You won't.
This is a bad clip. I think I'm going over on our website what the layout is for the schedule and everything.
Yeah, but it's nice that you put together a nice schedule for us here this year. We could read along during the Lenten season.
I don't think that clip quite captured what I accomplished with that series. But
I
don't think it quite did. It wasn't my best moment.
Okay, well, I mean, I think, though, we can all appreciate... Honestly, this was a highlight for me. The highlight of 2015 when it comes to Sci-Fi Christian was reading The Divine Comedy.
That was great.
Never done it if it wasn't for you.
Well, thank you.
So thank you for doing the devotional during the Lenten season. And yeah, love the videos, loved the reading experience. I just was telling Dez that it was just a really awesome experience for me to read that this year.
Yeah.
So thanks, Ben. Category 13, the topic that the Sci-Fi Christian should have covered in 2015 but didn't.
More alternative readings. A little bit of a cheap one there, because we did do that.
Left Behind, the 2014 movie review.
A review of the Dark Tower book series.
Oh, yeah, I like that. A review of the television show Firefly.
And a review of the television show Battlestar Galactica.
And the winner of this year's topic we should have discussed but didn't in 2015 is...
More alternative readings. Now, people like those, I guess.
But you've explained it time and again. It's not something you just can do. It has to come to you.
That's right.
So maybe it will happen in 2016, but maybe not.
We'll see.
I can't remember what I voted for, but I guess I could go check. I think I wanted Left Behind movie review. I just asked you about that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because Nicolas Cage.
Well, then we have to watch it.
I want to watch it, though. I want to watch it and review it.
I don't know.
And then we can do a Books of Lost episode on Left Behind. I think this is a great idea.
All right.
Category 12.
Sci-fi video game of the year.
I'll read. Let's go back and forth again like we're doing.
All right.
First one is Batman Arkham Knight.
Lego Dimensions.
The Witcher 3.
Disney Infinity 3, the Star Wars Starter Pack. It's very specific.
And finally, Metal Gear Solid 5. And the winner. Oh, I gotta get the drum ready. Of the video game of the year is...
Batman Arkham Knight.
Batman Arkham Knight, everybody.
Yeah, I love this game.
I'm pretty sure I voted for it, even though I didn't play any of these.
Right, that's actually the only one I played. So? It deserved to win.
Category 11 of this year. Wow, we're really flying.
I know.
Last year's episode was an hour and 15 minutes long.
Wow.
We're
going to be like 20 minutes here.
The sci-fi TV show of the year, as voted on by our listeners, here are the nominees. The Flash.
Daredevil.
Game of Thrones.
Marvel's Agents of S-H-I-E-L-D.
That's a S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, no, if you guys insist on spelling it out with all the periods, that's what it's going to get called on this show.
And finally, Hannibal.
All right.
And the winner of this year's TV show of the year is...
Daredevil.
Yeah, I think this is a solid answer of the ones on there. I mean, I think you probably liked Hannibal the best, but...
I did. Game of Thrones took second.
Okay.
I can't imagine why, like, I can understand previous years why Marvel fans are voting for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but if you're a Marvel fan, does any Marvel fan actually think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is better than Daredevil?
I don't know. I don't.
I don't either, and I'm not even a Marvel fan.
I have a question for you about Game of Thrones. Okay. So, I've noticed that HBO Go, whenever they do their commercials, they always show Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And the scene they always show is with one of the White Walkers. But from what I understand, the White Walkers are a really small part of the five seasons of Game of Thrones. Why do you think that that one character is like the mascot of this whole TV show?
Oh, because it looks pretty cool.
Wouldn't like a person in a crown make more sense?
But not as exciting.
Okay.
Because right. You see a person in a crown, you're like, oh.
Another king story.
You see that, you're like, whoa, I want to watch that. It's like The Walking Dead.
All right, here we go. Number 10, the sci-fi movie of the year. There's a lot of good ones on this
list. We should probably remember that our voting season goes now from October to October.
I thought it was September to September.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah, we follow the school year.
Right.
So September 1st to August 31st. Oh, man.
I thought we did... we'll figure
it
out.
How many days are there in August? 31.
Yeah, 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February. That guy's got 28.
Except for this year, leap year, 29.
Yeah.
So there it is, September 1st to August 31st.
Yeah.
The sci-fi movie of the year in that time era is nominees first. Just go
right. Mad Max.
Fury Road. That's
Ex Machina.
Ant-Man.
Inside Out.
Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Interstellar.
A great group of movies there. And the winner, as voted on by the listeners, of the sci-fi movie of the year is...
Interstellar by a lot.
Whoa. Wow. I sometimes wonder how heavily influenced our fans are by your opinions. Because
I didn't vote for Interstellar. I voted for Ex Machina.
I know, but I'm just saying, general popular opinion hasn't had Interstellar being like a top movie in a lot of people's minds.
It's like number 60 on the IMDb 250.
I feel like people are just so about the movie. I like it. You like it. Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm surprised that a movie, I don't know.
I think the critics were just so-so, but the general public loved this movie. Okay.
I voted for Inside Out. I just recently saw it and loved it.
Nobody voted for Mission Impossible. Take that, Tom Cruise.
I did really like Rogue Nation, but not better than Inside Out.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got here?
Nine.
Category nine. The most exciting sci-fi news of 2015. And the nominees are?
Twin Peaks is coming back.
Star Wars Episode 7's trailer looks pretty good, and the movie is almost here. Obviously, we just did our Star Wars review.
Yeah, so you can find out if it is pretty good.
Yeah.
Upcoming Deadpool movie.
Ryan Johnson directing Star Wars Episode 8.
Sherlock doing a Victorian era episode.
Wow, there is a lot of different, diverse nominees here. But the winner of this year's most exciting news is...
Star Wars. But Episode 7 looking pretty good. Nobody voted for Ryan Johnson.
I don't think people know him as well as you do.
Well, I don't know him.
Well, you know him personally, for example.
Right.
No, I mean... You've told me a couple times you're pretty excited about him directing.
I am really excited.
And again, following the same theme as before, I feel so about it because I've only seen him do Looper.
And Breaking Bad.
I didn't even know he directed Breaking Bad.
Yeah, he did Ozymandias. He did the best episode of Breaking Bad.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you look at all of his episodes of Breaking Bad, he did two or three, and they were all top-of-the-line episodes.
All right. Well, I think I have the winners here now going forward, if you have them too, why don't we just follow what we've been doing? I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. I'm announcing them like it's nobody's business.
Category 8 is most shocking sci-fi news of 2015, and the nominees are...
Spider-Man swinging into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Harrison Ford's real-life plane crash.
Is this the end of the sci-fi Christian as we know it?
Is Matt leaving the show?
Yeah.
Find out next on the next episode. That's not true. Heroes Reborn being announced.
X-Files coming back to television.
Again, a lot of different possible responses, but the winner of this year's most shocking news is...
You got the fans panicked, Matt. They overwhelmingly voted. Or is this the end of the sci-fi Christian as we know it?
Wow, well, thank you for that award, everybody.
I voted for Heroes because I'm so disgusted by the fact that that show is coming back.
It's back. It's going strong.
I don't think it's going strong.
I don't think it's going strong. I haven't... I jumped off around episode 4 or 5. I don't know what's happened since. I never got to see Hero.
I'm proud of you.
I was basically just waiting for Hero to show up, but I just couldn't keep going.
No, you did the right thing.
You know, fans, if you're worried about me leaving the show, well, you should be.
All right, category 7.
We tentatively have a plan to go to 500 and then see what's going to happen. So you've got us for a little bit longer. So we'll see.
You've got me forever. What would this show, how'd you, if I just stay in my grumpy persona the whole time?
I would still listen.
Crush everyone's dreams on a weekly basis.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, who knows what the show's going to look like after episode 500.
Yeah.
Big things happening at the Sci-Fi Christian. Get ready. 2016 is a year to remember. All right. Number 7. Category 7 is Lack of Follow-Through Award, and the nominees are...
Our promised Alan Moore episode.
That's happening. We're definitely doing that in 2016. Right. Not enough Sci-Fi Christian countdown episodes in 2015.
And our promised Left Behind movie review.
I'm interested to see how the voting broke down in this, but first, I want you to tell me, Ben, who is the winner of this year's Lack of Follow-Through Award?
Alan Moore, once again, retains his crown.
Congratulations, Alan Moore.
Yeah, too bad it's going to be his last year. Because he won't be eligible next year because we promise we're going to do this.
Yes. Let's make it episode 499.
Okay.
The last episode we do before I quit is the Alan Moore episode.
I like it.
All right. What about the others? How close were the countdown and the Left Behind?
One vote in between the other two. So, wow. Yeah. Close.
All right. Time Loop episode of the year. This is becoming a more competitive category every year.
Right.
I think when it first started, people were like, I'm not voting again for episodes from last year.
Right.
But now it's pretty, like I said, pretty competitive. So the nominees for the Time Loop episode of the year are...
Episode 288, The Sci-Fi Time Loop, Lost. There's a lot of colons in this title. Part 2.5.
Just keep reading.
Oh, episode 299. Sci-Fi Time Loop, Inception Movie Review. Episode 354, The Sci-Fi Time Loop, Reflections on the 2012 Avengers Film.
Episode 369, The Sci-Fi Christian Time Loop, The Divine Do-Over. And episode 379, The Sci-Fi Christian Time Loop, Fate versus Free Will.
Yeah.
Well, Ben?
Who won?
I want to know, but first, let's hear that drum roll. Ben, who was this year's Time Loop episode of the year?
The Divine Do-Over.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
Well, that was actually what I really, really like. Oh, welcome. Wait. This one, I have episode 369, The Divine Do-Over.
All right.
So then free will is an illusion. Our choices that we make are entirely a result of circumstance.
No. I mean, I had free will and I made the choice once. So what would make me make that choice differently if I didn't have new knowledge?
If it's a legitimate choice, you could theoretically be in identical circumstances and make
theoretically, an opposite choice. I probably wouldn't.
Well, but that's not the question, though. The question isn't, what are we talking about? Stacked in favor of the choice you made before, because it very well might be.
If you want to know, listeners, go check out episode 369.
It's like, if you want to know what all this out-of-context conversation means, you have to go listen to the episode.
Yeah, when I first started doing these clips, I had a bunch of different clips that all built together, so it kind of was telling a story, no one was wondering, what are they talking about, because it was really clear. But this year...
That takes a lot of time.
It does. I had to go back and listen to every episode over, get the time codes ready. I mean, I hate to say it, I didn't have the time this year, fans, but I think if you don't know what the context is, but you're interested, I encourage you to go to those episodes and check them out.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's just the best way to do it here at the Sci-Fi Christian. Ben, what's the next category?
Oh, guest of the year.
Why don't you read those categories?
Rick Lee James, Christopher Bennick, and the Rainies.
Yeah, not very many guesses here, Ben.
Yeah. Mostly we barely squeezed those ones in.
Mostly by your design.
Right.
Here we go. The winner of this year's.
Well, now, if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't have even had the Rainies.
Guest of the year is...
Christopher Bennick.
This is a controversial one for Ben and myself.
We weren't on this episode.
We were not on this episode. Here we go. And that puts up articles there. Episode 388.
Well, we did the intro for
Technotheology at warp speed. No, you have to let me hear it. Yeah, we did the intro. That's it. Episode 388. Technotheology at warp speed.
All right. Didn't they just hear that part?
Yeah, but you were talking over it.
Well, they can still hear.
I want them to know what the title is.
Well, we just read it.
There we go.
Showing us that we're working with Christ's redemptive purposes to maybe at some point we actually do become immortal as Christ returns. And these things.
And there's a clip.
All right.
That's not fair. Let's give it a little more.
And these things work hand in hand. And that may be part of Christ's purposes. Now, personally, I don't buy Ray Kurzweil's 2035. I don't think the neuroscience is anywhere near that we're going to live for forever.
Oh, I should say, let me cut him off there. First of all, we have to thank our lead head writer at the SciFiChristian.com, Mike Poteet,
right,
who put this interview together with Dr. Christopher Bennick. The fans liked it. I don't think you've listened to it, Ben, but I've listened to this interview, and it is actually very interesting. So thanks, Mike. This one's for you. Let's hear it for Mike one more time here, guys. All right, Ben. Funniest moment of the year. Category 4 already as we're counting down.
Do you want me to take this first one? Because we've had some trouble with this in the past.
Take the first one.
You want me to read the first entry?
Oh, yes, please. The nominees are...
Matt mispronounces Galifianakis.
Yes, the actor.
In episode 386.
That was from episode 386, The Sci-Fi Christian, A Star Wars Story, and Other News. Next nominee, when Matt realized that Ben wasn't keeping track of listener feedback anymore.
Yeah, tense times. Episode 331, Jupiter Ascending Movie Review.
Next one, episode 333, Superhero Spotlight on the Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, where we talked a little about squirrels and the first issue of that Squirrel Girl comic.
I'm not sure that was funny. I take my squirrel seriously. Episode 380, Catching Up with Captain Planet.
Sort of a time loop there?
Yeah.
That one should have been on the time loop list. I think I missed that one. And episode 392, Reuniting with the Rainies. That was a funny one. And the winner of this year's funniest moment of the year is... Hold on. Sorry, I started the drum roll way too late. And the winner is...
The coup of the century here. Matt mispronouncing Galifianakis came in second. And Ben not doing listener feedback won. I can't believe it. I'm shocked. I am shocked.
Okay, I mean, I'll be honest, listeners. When I looked over the list... This was basically the only category I thought I definitely know who's going to win. How? And I'm not trying to say I think that I'm very humorous, but that was a legitimate mistake that I found to be a funny piece of Sci-Fi Christian history.
Oh, it's one of the greatest moments in this show. You're going to play the uncensored clip for us tonight.
Well, the second half of what I was going to say is I don't know where that clip is of me not remembering or me finding out that Ben didn't do feedback anymore, and I didn't have it in me to listen to all of the news episodes to find it. So, in lieu of that, I'm playing the clip of me mispronouncing the word, and here we go. Well, they continue to cast people in the Lego Batman movie that's going to be released in theaters.
Yeah.
Zach Galifianakis. Galifianakis.
Now everybody's disappointed.
Okay, more.
I think you did.
I don't think so.
Everyone's disappointed now because the people want to hear what you actually said.
Well, Ben, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because as we go into the next year and we're raising money for a good cause, which we'll talk about early in January, I was thinking, what if we put together an uncensored episode of The Sci-Fi Christian, mostly featuring Ben?
Including, there was some stuff in the last episode we recorded you had to censor out.
And maybe for a nice donation to this good cause... You could own your very own uncensored version of The Sci-Fi Christian. Not just an idea. Not saying I promise, but...
And it would include this clip.
Something that we're throwing out there, possibly.
And it would include this clip.
I would make it clear if it did or not.
Man, I think that if you did that episode and you didn't include this clip, the fans would riot.
All right, let's get to our final three categories. Category number three is Movie Review Episode of the Year.
All right.
The nominees are...
301, Interstellar Movie Review.
319, The Hobbit, There and Crap Again.
331, Jupiter Ascending Movie Review.
Episode 355, Avengers, Age of Ultron Movie Review.
And 361, The Dark City Movie Review.
And the winner of this year's Movie Review Episode of the Year is...
The Hobbit, There and Crap Again.
Yay!
Man, I've just about scrubbed Jupiter Ascending from my mind. I'm so glad that I never have to watch that movie again.
Hey, since we already played a clip from that, let's just move on to the next category.
All right.
Unless you want me to just play the same
one. No.
Well, I mean, we could roll the dice and see where we land next time.
That's true.
Let's do it. So here we are with The Hobbit.
It's going to take you a minute to get it queued up here. Yeah.
Episode 319.
Yeah.
The Hobbit. There and Crap Again.
All right, jump forward.
Now, when we look back on all of the...
You're just playing it from the beginning.
When we look back on all of the end-of-the-year listener appreciation jubilees that we've done,
yeah,
this is probably a low point. It's probably not our best showing.
That's true.
But as promised.
Is that it?
Nope, as promised, here's a clip from The Hobbit, There and Crap Again.
Own terms, not bringing in stuff from Tolkien. You watch these movies, they can't just appear anywhere. They don't have teleportation powers. Well, they do in this movie, because here comes Radagast right the second we need him. It's just absurd.
All right.
So we start the movie with Smaug.
Yes. And my sister complained to me about this. We talked about the movie the day after I saw it. And she said, why didn't they just kill him at the end of the last movie if he's going to be in 5 minutes of this movie?
Yeah, exactly.
I said they needed a cliffhanger.
They needed a cliffhanger. You're right. And it's so obvious that the editing of these movies
is
so painfully obvious they were meant to be too.
Yeah. I was an angry man. And I think with good reason. It's a terrible movie.
Rightfully so, Ben. Rightfully so. Well, two categories left in this. How long have we been recording? Barely at all.
Yeah, like half hour.
Wow, I can't believe how fast this is going.
We're flying.
Category two.
You must have had some long clips last year.
Yeah, basically that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Countdown of the year. The nominees are...
328, top 10 video games.
Episode 336, top 5 low-quality influences.
And 25 things we've experienced since 250, 25 things we want to experience by 450.
I mean, those are all the countdowns we did in all of 2015.
Yeah.
We got to get back on that. And the winner is?
Low-quality influences. All right, everyone. Hooray.
Man, Ben. What do you think was behind doing such a small number of countdowns last year?
I don't know. I think we just got sick of counting.
It's like, this is just too much for us. All right, here's that clip you've been waiting for. Episode 336. Top 5 low-quality influences. And now for the random clip from that episode.
Right. Top good odds of happiness.
So, back to Batman.
Yeah.
Love Connection, then Batman 1966. This was, as far as I can remember, my first exposure, other than the action figures I talked about earlier, to the Dark Knight himself.
Right.
And I still love this show. This show stands the test of time, people. I've been watching it.
Yeah,
recently the 1966 Batman.
Well, then you're arguing it's not a low quality influence. You're arguing it's a high quality influence.
Yeah, you
must have missed the point of the show.
I wonder if you pointed that out to me.
I am now.
Justice is served.
That's right.
But if you want to hear the rest of that conversation, go ahead. Flashback to March 5th of 2015, and hear episode 336.
Yeah.
All right, Ben. Only one.
Here's the big one.
Man, what are we gonna?
Well, you wanted to record that third episode, so...
Oh, I know.
Yeah, well,
I
mean, time.
No, I'm glad we have time, but...
Right.
Wow, this is...
We're flying.
Quite a fast end-of-the-year listener appreciation jubilee.
We just got good at it.
Maybe that's it. Or really bad. All right.
You know, we did a listener appreciation jubilee for the Life Report.
Yeah, we did.
Way back when.
We did.
Yeah.
That's got to be the worst, still.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right, everybody. We did we did listener of the year.
And you refused to actually name a winner.
So I just made all of the winners.
You made them all winners.
All right, everybody. 2015 episode of the year.
All right.
Nominees are
322, Middle Earth on Film Retrospective.
That was a good one. Episode 330, The Strange Case of Dr. Watson and Mr. Holmes. I'm just going to say that's my vote.
All right.
I remember voting for that one. I loved your work on that episode, Ben.
The Dystopian Dilemma is 334.
This is kind of a surprise entry from the listeners. Episode 340, Books of Lost, Watership Down. I liked that episode, but I'm surprised it had enough votes to make it onto the nominee list.
It only got one vote.
Okay, in the actual poll?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I think I was right.
There was one person who nominated it.
No, No, for nominees, they had to get multiple nominations to make it onto the list.
The Dante Trilogy. Which
yeah,
this 341, 351, 377.
Now, for this one, just to give you a little background, I mean, we didn't really know exactly how to separate these out because some, in fact, I could be wrong. I think only two of these three episodes actually received nominations, but then you and I decided we would just put them out there together.
Right.
So this is a little bit tricky. Next nominee is episode 344, Hell Part 2. What the heck is hell?
And then 358, Speak of the Devil, Daredevil TV review.
And the listener's winner, as voted on by them, for the episode of the year is...
by a one-vote margin.
Whoa.
The Dante Trilogy wins.
Wow.
That was my vote, too.
What was the second place?
Strange Case of Dr. Watson and Mr. Holmes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Now... what do you think would have happened if we had separated out those? Would they have split the vote?
Yeah, they would have split the vote.
So then, wow, crazy.
Yeah.
As you look over the votes, and we don't have to talk about every one, but was there any other categories where you felt like it's worth mentioning how close another second place was?
Let me scan through.
Well, I do want to say, though, before I move past this, congratulations, Ben. I feel like both winning in the YouTube category and here as episode of the year just goes to show your work was not in vain. You really got a lot of people interested in Dante this past year.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
There were a couple that were a little close. None like that. The biggest blowout, though, was the episode title of the year where they are in crap again. Dr. Watson, Mr. Holmes was in second place with three votes.
Wait, I forgot that I was going to tell this earlier, but then I got distracted by trying to find that clip.
Yeah.
So there I was, laying in bed, thinking about going to see the Hobbit movie and thinking about our review, and I just think about the Sci-Fi Christian all the time.
I know you
do. I think about titles. And so I started thinking, what can we call this one? And their crap again just hit me.
That's great.
So I told you about...
well, maybe, not literally.
I told you about 2 weeks, maybe a week before the movie came out. If the movie's bad, this is the title we have to go with.
Yeah. And it turned out to be atrocious.
It was the worst.
It was a very bad... I think you gave it 3 stars.
No, I did not give it 3 stars.
I'm pretty sure you gave it 3 stars.
I can't imagine. When I think about it, I think 1 or 2 stars.
Yeah. I know I felt a little bit bothered by how high of a rating you gave it.
Should we go check?
Because I think that I told you that you had given it a higher rating than you gave the book.
Let's go check.
Which you gave the book
episode
a 2-star rating.
Episode 319.
Let's just listen.
The Hobbit. There and crap again.
That'll extend this episode.
Where do you think we would give our rating? To the very beginning or the very end?
One or the other.
The beginning.
Yeah. Poor from I think of probably 10-15 minutes and just something feels off in this, feels off, and then just got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
I can't wait for you to unpack it because it's all on them, because Dez's sister's baby was born.
Yeah.
So that's an obvious family reason. And I was late.
This is not good podcasting.
Why don't you guys go out there and listen to this episode?
I will find it out, and I will either apologize to you or yell at you next time we record.
I'll change my rating.
Okay.
So you think that was not good podcasting?
Oh, just listening to the episode?
Just listening to me flip through episodes?
No, it was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I remember, I'm pretty sure I called you out on the fact that you had given this movie a higher rating than the book.
Who knows? I hope not. Well, Ben, there it is. The 2015 end of the year listener appreciation. I wonder if we're suffering from having been on hiatus. We're like, let's get back into this.
I feel back into it. I feel like we slipped into it like
a glove.
Yeah.
I feel like I might have let you down here a little bit.
No,
preparation.
I'll tell you what. I'm not a fan of the clips. So
what?
This is.
I love the clips.
I was okay with no clips.
Oh man, I'm shocked. That was always. I always kind of looked forward to putting them together. And...
No. That you do a great job. I'm just not a clip guy myself, because it feels like everybody's like, oh, we've heard that before.
Oh,
it's kind of like a clip show.
I just wanted to add a little spice to the episode. Otherwise, we're just reading
the
winners.
Well, next year we could just reenact some clips.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be a good way to do it.
All right, let's wrap this episode up then.
All right.
Wow, I almost pressed stop on the recording.
Oh, my goodness.
I need to actually hit the outro music. Well, everybody, that was it.
Yeah.
That's the end of this season.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Season 5 of the Sci-Fi Christian is in the books, and we're about to enter season 6.
Oh, that's why you want to quit. Time out. Stop that music.
What's that?
Stop that music. You want there to only be 6 seasons because there was only 6 seasons of Lost.
That's not true.
Yes, it is true. A conspiracy has been unmasked here on the Sci-Fi Christian. Lost only lasts... If we go 7 seasons, you'll feel like you're going beyond Lost.
It can't be better than Lost.
It can't be better than Lost.
Wait, how many seasons did Breaking Bad have?
5.
Yeah, so season 6 is starting. We're about to hit our 5-year anniversary as podcasters.
Yeah.
So, don't worry, Ben. That's not... No conspiracy here.
No, I'm a believer. I think you guys, if you believe that conspiracy, and I don't know why you wouldn't, email me at ben@thescifichristian.com and let's get to the bottom of this nonsense. Real life X-File, right here.
Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christian, signing up.
Yeah, goodbye.
It's an interesting theory.
Yeah. Doing it for Damon.
That should be the... And I'm like trying to raise money as like my goodbye.
Yeah.
Like, same as Lost.
Oh, did Lost try and raise money? I didn't think so.
All right, let's do it. So this is... let's see what we called it last year. I think it's 2016 in preview. Let's see. The year 2016 in preview. Let's not give it a number. Wait a second. Let me think about this. 31... 32. Yeah, it has to be 32. Doing it for Damon.
I gotta say, though, the Hoff is really redeeming himself with The Leftovers. That is a great show.
The start of the year 2016 in preview. Yeah, I heard it has one more season coming.
Yes.
I'm just going to dive in. Is that okay?
Yep.
Hello, everybody.
Whoa!
Welcome, and thank you for listening to The Sci-Fi Christian. If you'd like to send us some feedback, you can do so at...
feedback@thescifichristian.com.
We are also available to receive your voicemails at...
612-421-21-SFC.
612-421-21-SFC. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. YouTube. And we love hearing from you. You can always comment on our actual website, which many listeners do. So thanks for all of your feedback. We'll be back reviewing feedback in January. But for now, that's it.
I'm even doing some YouTube videos these days.
Oh, yeah. Plug that real quick and then I'll...
Yeah, so I've done 3 out of 4 in a series called Why Would You Watch That? Looking at the role of objectionable content in art. And some, I don't know who it was, but somebody commented and offered to come and clean my office.
That's very kind.
Because she said it was very messy.
You should take her up on that.
Anybody who wants to come and do some free cleaning is welcome.
All right. Well, so long, folks.
Yeah, all right.